From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association and the Public Lands Council expressed opposition to the U.S. District Court's ruling to remand and vacate the Endangered Species Act delisting of the great wolf. The Trump administration delisted the wolves in 2020. PLC Executive Director Caitlin Glover says it's disappointing that environmental activism carried more weight than science in this case. The PLC and NCBA say data clearly shows the gray wolf population has recovered and no longer meets the requirements for listing. Overall, ag tractor sales in the U.S. and Canada continued rising in January, while sales of combine harvesters slowed for the month. The Association of Equipment Manufacturers' monthly sales report shows U.S. total farm tractor sales gained 1.5% for January compared to last year, while U.S. combine sales for the month fell 41.4% to 205 units sold. In Canada, sales of tractors were up 6.3% overall. Combine harvesters were also down in Canada, falling 30%. A Wells Fargo economist predicted a rosy future ahead for American commodities during the next several years. Michael Swanson says the only thing that could seriously derail that prediction is the weather. Swanson tells the Hagstrom Report life is good now and the prices should remain high up through 2025. Swanson did say fertilizer prices aren't sustainable at their current highs.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.